Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel, and here we are in the Garden of Delights amidst the gold of the second Bava Metzia, Perek Azahav, fourth Perek. And yesterday, on Nun Beit, Amud Beit, we happened to bring in the Shita of Chizkia, because after all, we were in the middle of discussing the relationship of a true value of a coin that has become degraded in its metallic content, and the face value of the coin, vis-a-vis the dinim of Maaser Sheni. So according to Chizkia, Chizkia made an interesting statement that even though you have this degraded coin, and you know that when you get to Yerushalayim, you're going to be taking a 10% discount, let's say, on the coin, when you're paid to the Maaser Sheni, you're paid to it as if it was a regular coin. That's what we thought he was saying. And it turned out that what he was saying is you need to be extremely careful to be put it only on its actual value, just as if it were a real coin and had a precisely defined value. Why? Because we cannot be makel twice, both to use a degraded coin, and not only that, to give it a degraded coin, which is a problem in Surah, but Tzarat HaKesef, okay, we'll accept that, but it's also to use its full value when it doesn't exist. That you can't do. You have to be very, very careful. Okay. But meanwhile, what forced us to arrive at that conclusion was that Chizkia had come up with a statement in which he said that if you have less than a shava pruta of maaser sheni, that then what you can always do is that you got a serious problem, because there's no way of being mechalal this maaser, because less than a shava pruta doesn't create any legal realities. So it doesn't have any ability to be toteface itself, to be transferred legally, be put onto the value of a coin. So really, pidyon is impossible. What you can do is you can add it to a pre-existing pidyon on a coin. Ah, you'll say, what do you mean add it to a pre-existing? I mean, but that value is all taken up in the coin, isn't it? No, says Chizkia, because actually people are going to be always careful to add a little bit of value to make sure it's covered. That was the source of how we discovered that Chizkia could not mean to take it easy with Maaser Sheni, be mezalzel. And I said, don't be so midayek on the value. On the contrary, here we see that he says you do have to be midayek. Now, once we raise that question, we'd like to go into it a little bit better, because it involves all sorts of interesting assumptions. And we'll see what those assumptions are as we go on to ask questions on Chizkia. So, Gufa. Omar Chizkia, we're now five lines up from the bottom of Nun Beit Amud Beit. You said yesterday that Chizkia said, Maaser Sheni Shein Bo Shaveh Pruta, even though you think you've got a problem and there's no way to be poda it, actually there is a way. All you need to do is to say, hu v'chum sho, m'chulal al ma'ot harishonot, take it and one-fifth, assuming you're the owner, because an owner always has to add one-fifth, and add it to money that had already been on a coin for pidyon, which was undoubtedly, there was a little bit there that could be teufis pachot b'shaveh pruta, people cannot be that precise with their taking off the first time. They're Maaser Sheni, and therefore they must have added a little bit, and that little bit is good enough to be toface this pachot b'shaveh pruta. Problem is that we have a Mishnah that describes the chumrot, or at least seems to be describing the chumrot. We'll talk about later on whether it's necessarily the chumrot of the various things that are similar to Truma, with Truma, Bikurim, over Maaser Sheni. It's one of the favorite tactics of the Mishnah, is to compare various things and thereby bring out all of the details of the differences between them. So there it says, HaTruma veHaBikurim. So first of all, what's unique about them, as opposed to Maaser Sheni, is that there are circumstances where you could be Chayav and Aleihem Mita. For instance, you have a Zar that eats truma or could be kurim, or you have a coin tameh. And furthermore, you would also be chayav a chomesh, that's not both of those cases, but at least one of those cases, if you have a zar, a non-kohen who eats truma, so he has to pay back, if he eats it accidentally, an additional chomesh, the asurim lezorim, and as opposed to maaser sheni, you need to be a kohen in order to eat it. I mean, this is rather obvious from the previous statement, but Rashi says the point of saying that it's usher, we just said you might be chayim mitar, chayim chomesh, is just to bring out that by Maaser Sheni it is not even an isser. I forget it. It's not just a question of not being chayim mitar. It's that there's no isser at all. The Rishalmi that Tosis brings here says that the chiddush in the formulation of the Mishnah to do it in this order is to tell me that even if it's a chachishur, there is an isser to zarim anyway. And v'hinichse kohen, and not only that, but when you come to Truma and Bikurim, They are completely in the reshut of the Kohen. He can use it to be Mekadesh a woman. He can use it to buy even a behemoth tmeya. I mean, you can't do that with Maaser Sheni. It's only usable for edibles. So, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not your money, technically speaking. What's more, even though midioraita, everything is batel berov, or even if it's lag balak, batel b'shishim, but the Rabbanan made a takana that when it comes to the truma and bikurim, then you need 100 times more of chulin than you would have truma, and you get that in a case of meiser of truma and bikurim, which is not true of maaser. Over there, the maaser would be, in fact, batel berov. Now, the only way that maaser would be batel berov, because there's a reason why maaser should not be batel berov. The reason is, you never mevatel berov something that you have another option to do. That's called dover she'esh lo matirin. If you can make something mutar, why be mevatel it berov? Now, bepashtut, there's always a solution. Why be mevatel the maaser? Be part of the maaser. You say, but I don't know where it is. So, take a pruta and say, wherever the maaser is in this mixture, I don't know where, but let its kedusha be chal on this coin, right? So when it says over here, Masha'in came b'maaser, it's referring also to the din of be'echad u'me'ah. Why, what would be possibly the case of a maaser that you cannot be poda would have to be a case where it's pachot mishava pruta, and it's not tofes, it's pidyon. Furthermore, it would have to be maaser that you couldn't just bring into Yerushalayim and eat, because, I mean, then obviously just eat it. Why be mevatel it? So maybe it's tameh, so you can't eat it in Yerushalayim. Or maybe, as Tosu says, you're far away from Yerushalayim. It's like considered to be dover she'esh lo matirin. You're in Timbuktu. So, well, you can't be mevatel the maaser. You know, just turn around and apparate to Yerushalayim. That's called a practical dover she'esh lo matirin. Okay, but you see where we're going here. Because, and the only way that you could say you can't be poted on the surface is because it doesn't have enough to be tofes its pidyon, meaning it's not a shavar pruta, which should not be a problem, according to Chizkiya. That's where we're going to get our kasha. But first, we're going to finish the mishnah. So it's olim be'echad u'me'ah, it's to unim rechitzat yadayim. You need to wash your hands, like we do for bread when it comes to eating truma or bikurim, which you do not need to do for maaser. Tosis points out that's not true. You do need to do for maaser. If you're going to eat maaser sheni, then it has to be eaten also b'tahara. You have to wash your hands. But the point here in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, says Tosis is touching. So to touch the truma, you could be metame truma with stam yadayim. But you will not be metame maaser sheni with stam yadayim. Fine. So all of these things, masha'in kein b'maaser. Now, this is not none of the above, including the olim b'yachad u'me'ah is true about maaser. So, I mean, what does that mean to you? Tell me. My mash inki mamaser. In other words, even though when it comes to truma bikurim, I need 100 times more chulin than I have truma, when it comes to maaser, it means the maaser, batel beruba, like anything else. Because, I mean, we're listing the things in which truma is more chomer than maaser. So you're saying over here that it would be batel. How could it be batel? In ita de chizki, if chizki is correct, that anything, even if it doesn't have a shavar pruta, is tofes a pidyon. So then, then there's always a way out of the requirement for bittul, namely pidyon. So called the vashiyesh lo matirin afil by elav lo batil. You cannot actually have a case of maaser sheni that will be batil berov because you've always got an option. Option is be mitzarifit like Hiskia said to maaser that was already on a coin. Now wait a minute. You're jumping to conclusions. I mean, maybe when you say Masha'in came by Maaser, what you're trying to say is that with Maaser, that's indeed the point. With Maaser, it won't help to be Mavatal at Be'echad u'me'ah because of the fact that it's a Dover she'esh lo matirin, which means that Maaser is more chomor. That's what we're saying. So this is true about Truma Bikuri, but not in Maaser. So be my Masha'in came by Maaser. Who tells you that the meaning of the words, but this is not the case when it comes to Maaser, means that by Maaser would be Batal even Barov? Maybe on the contrary. But this is not the case when it comes to maaser, Dilma. What that means is that maaser won't be batel at all, even 100 to 1, because after all, it does have matiri, pidyon.
It's a chumra, not a chumra.
Exactly. It would turn out to be a chumra than by maaser. Says the one, I mean, that violates the whole direction of the Mishnah. Isn't the point of the Mishnah? It's trying to show us the chumrot, it's a whole list of the chumrot that Truma and Bikurim have over and above maaser. So you tell me in the middle of that, we say, well, I mean, it is also something on Maaser is more chomer, but at least not like Maaser. That's not really an acceptable way to read the Mishnah. What are you going to say? How can you say this? Gabe truma, chumer de truma. And this Mishnah is a list in Chalav, the various dinim of which truma is more chomer. So why is he going to throw in the kula? Kula de truma, Lord. We're not interested in saying ways in which truma is not as stringent as Maaser Sheni. Really? You're not, are you? So why did you say they nichse kohen? You said a kohen can use truma for any purpose, and he can't use maaser sheni for any purpose. A normal person can't use maaser sheni for any purpose. Isn't that a chorma? That's how I read it. So it's not true what you're saying. The Mishnah includes some elements, at least one, where it's saying something about the nature of truma b'kula, which is not true of maaser, even though that is novea, it stems from a kula, not from a chumra. Okay, fine. But lo sakat, don't try to tell me that the meaning of that mission is that Maaser is never batel, okay? Maybe you'll fit it into the mission. You'll never fit it into the Braita. The Tanya Be'edya, it says Beferush in the Braita, Maaser Sheni batel beruba. That Maaser Sheni can be batel beruba. How is that possible, says the Braita? What are you going to say to me that it's a Dovah Sheshul Matir? And I'll explain it to you. Be'ezah Maaser Sheni Omru, where do we say that it's shayach to be mevatel et barov? Obviously, b'maaser she'in bo shava pruta, so you cannot be mevatel et, or maaser she'ni that was nichnas l'Yerushalayim, and once it comes into Yerushalayim, you can no longer be potent, because the pasuk says, ki yirchak mimcha makom, you're so far away. Oh, you weren't far away, you were right there. I mean, so once you're right there, don't tell me, well, I walked out. So don't walk out. So therefore, if it was nichnas l'Yerushalayim, and now it's no longer in Yerushalayim, and you no longer have the option. Now, I mean, maybe because you're far away, or we'll talk about that, or it became Tameh, or something happened to the walls of Yerushalayim, all of these things we'll have to discuss. What's wrong? Why can't you just go back in? So you're saying you need to eat it. Okay, so go in and eat it. And if it's talking about that it's Tameh, then it wouldn't have been called with the Bechitzas either. Something's funny about that piece, but we'll get back to that piece. What's important to me is that it's saying over here, if Maaser Sheni does not have a Shavar Pruta, it's not a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Excuse me, Chizkiah. Did you hear that? It's not a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin because there's no way to be potent, because it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. According to you, there's always a solution. Just bring yourself a coin that was already used and add it to the coin. So how are you going to explain the Braita? You need to live a Chizkiah. If Chizkiah is correct that you can always add, so then Lavid Lehim with Chizkiah. Go do Chizkiah's Eitza to bring a coin that has a Shavar Pruta on it already and a little bit extra. And then Nechalei Alma'ot HaRishonot. So then put it onto the original pidyon. I mean, what do you mean? You can't say an Eitza, put it on the original pidyon. Maybe the guy doesn't have a coin in which he used an original pidyon. But everybody walks around necessarily with a coin that he had been paid on. That wasn't the shovi of the whole coin. I mean, that's not it. If he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. So then it's not a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin. They hadn't come up with these internet ideas in those days. Seriously, you just get on the internet and you tell them you need a Pruta Namur. Charge it to your credit card. You buy somebody else's Pidyon Maaser Sheni on a coin. And then that's probably amazing. So this can never happen nowadays. But I mean, at least in the Braita, you could say maybe you just don't have a coin like that. Have it built into the refrigerator. That's what Samsung keeps advertising when they say silver technology. Right. So it's kosher opinion. Fantastic. The day will come. Listen, Richie's refrigerator comes with a button that says Sabbath mode. It's out of Australia. They have this in every language. Sabbath mode. What do people make of it? I have no idea. But, you know, it'll keep it up to 3 days, because you have 2 days. Yantav, a kutzvah, plus a Shabbat, you've got to keep 3 days. That the refrigerator runs without any of the things that are normally connected. It's all electronic. Press a button. Turns out the owner of the company is a Jew. It's a from Jew.
It's a New Zealand
firm. New Zealand or Australian?
Fisher
Paykel is New Zealand. I don't know. I think that he's talking very much about the loyalty.
Australia and New Zealand, you know, like U.S., Canada.
How do you like that? Better watch out. Bobby's listening. All right. So we seem to have a raya now against Chizkiah, which we answer very simply. Well, who's to say you have such a case? Ask the Gemara. Now, this kasha on the surface does not seem to be relevant to Chizkiah. So the Gemara asks a kasha, which sounds like it's kasha on anybody, but actually, isn't there always a solution? Bring Maaser Sheni of less than a Shavar Pruta now. add it together with the Maaser She'ni that is somewhere in the Starova, put it together and say, these two things together, which equal a pruta, should be padui on a coin. You put it on a coin, and then you're using a typical pidyon of a shavar pruta. Right? So ask the Gemara, v'neiti maaser de'itle, why don't you take something right now that you have in your reshut and that you need to be paid at, and now be mitzarif it. So again, does this have anything to do with chizkiyah? Now there are Rishonim who insist that the structure of the Gemara implies strongly that this does have to do with chizkiyah. How would it have anything to do with chizkiyah? So they suggest that maybe if it hadn't been for chizkiyah, I would have thought that b'cholal there's no inyan of pidyon the Torah gives us on Pachas Mishavar Pruta. Not that it's there, but I don't know how to deal with it. You know, so there's no pidyon b'cholal. Or maybe there's no Isser b'cholal. A number of different approaches in the Rishonim about whether Tziruf would help if it wouldn't have been for Chizkiyah. So perhaps this kasha is only like Chizkiyah. But anyway, says the Gemara, that's because Dioraita v'Rabbanan lo mitztarf. To be now, you see, the problem is over here, the Maaser in front of you is in a mixture. Midioraita, it's bottle in that mixture, because Midioraita things are bottle barov. So now, it's the Rabbanan who said, no, that's enough, if it's a davar shein lo matirin, but if it's a yesh lo matirin, it's not fatal. Okay, that's all very nice, but midioraita, it's not here. So how can you take a non-existent maaser midioraita, add it to a half a pruta of an existent maaser midioraita, and then claim that you're doing what you need to do for the dioraita? So you can't do that. You can't be mitzarif maaser de rabbanan, which doesn't even exist because it's bottle, with maaser dioraita, which is chayav in pidyon. Okay? There are some, again, as I just mentioned, there are some who learn that indeed there would be no chiyav if the thing is pokas b'shavar pruta. So then there's no chiyav. So then they ask, and then if that, according to that shita, then the other half, there's also no chiyav. Then it's the rabbanan with the rabbanan. Fine. No gear the yinyonim of chaz, it's tarufi and so on. I'm just pointing it out that then this gemara doesn't seem to make sense.
Why would you take another partial pruta, take something for a full pruta?
That's exactly it. That's one approach. But the gemara doesn't mean half a pruta anymore. According to them, it's just saying, we're talking about half pruta, but it really means a pruta. Otherwise, enochinami. That's one of the answers that shita uses. And again, there's some minor variations. So there's the Ravitz approach, there's a Ritva's approach, there's a Rashba's approach, but they all tend in this direction. We're talking about some different dinim about maaser that is pachas b'shavar pruta, the maaser that is a shavar pruta. We'll talk about a machloket halacha lemais in the Rambam shortly. So, he says, okay, fine. I never told you to bring dioraita. Why don't you bring demai, okay? So bring demai. If it's demai, then midioraita, it's not chayav in maaser. It's only a chayav the rabban. What demai means, you have over here peirot, which al pirov. And therefore, midioraita are not chayav because the Amorites undoubtedly took off trumas and maaser. Except the rabbanan said, don't pay any attention to the rov. What you should do is take it off anyway. Okay, that's the rabbanan. So add demai to this. How about that? So you could take a chiyav of demai and put it chatzi pruta or a full pruta, whatever. Add to it this amount and put it all together and put it onto a coin. So what's the problem? So then again, it would be a davar. That is Yeshlo Matirin. So according to Chizkiyah, the Braita doesn't make any sense at all. How would you ever get something that's a Maaser that's not a Davar Yeshlo Matirin? I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Because if I bring Demai, Dilma Ati La Tu Yevadai. I mean, maybe if I bring Demai, so then I may end up not realizing the difference. Last time I heard somebody had this problem of maaser that fell into something else, because this is a very common problem, right? It can happen any time in your refrigerator. So last time I heard the problem, what they said was bring some fruits and be machal the whole thing. Now this guy doesn't realize it makes a big nafkamina where you bought those fruit. Is it a chiyav d'oraita? Is it a chiyav d'oraita? I said no. So we're not going to give you these kind of eitzes where people are very likely to mix up vadai and demai. And if it were vadai, it would not be mitzarif at all. So this is not a good eitz. I'll leave it at this. So wait a minute, but the simplest dates of all. Bring two prutot. And then be mechalal meiser worth a prut and a half on two prutot. So then the pidyon would help. you'd have half a pruta that was still free to accept on its value the pachas b'shava pruta that is mixed up in the tarovas, and then you go straight to Chizkiah's room. Forget about being mitzarif, the maaser with the maaser. Be mitzarif the value of the second pigeon to the first pigeon. Remember, your whole excuse was, well, I don't have a coin like that. Okay, make one. Make one. Bring a pruta and a half of maaser. Be pota with extra, and then that extra in the second pruta will now cover the other piece, right? Oh, no, baby. Mi savarta pruta mechza, tafsa shte pruta. That won't work. You know, I mean, obviously it would work ultimately if you use one coin. But if you've got two separate coins, one of which is only a pruta, and you're trying to take a pruta and a half, so what do you think? That because you did it all at one time, the half a pruta goes onto the pruta? No, a half pruta doesn't go anywhere. That's your problem. Well, what would happen in that case is that one coin of the prutas would be tofes a pruta, and the other one wouldn't be tofes the chatzi pruta. So misa, by the way, how do you think that works? That pruta merza tofes a shte pruta? No. The pruta is tofes a pruta. The chatzi pruta, now you're stuck with another chatzi pruta. You can't be part of that. That's a silly answer. So now you're stuck with the same problem. Now you have a diraita and the rabbanon again. Now you want to add this chatzi pruta to that chatzi. You were trying to avoid that. I told you already a diraita and the rabbanon it's tough. Okay. You know, you're becoming very pedantic. So don't bring two prutas. Bring an iser. Okay? And we don't have this problem. Obviously, the Gemara's going through this only to clarify to us how the mechanisms are. So bring an iser. Ah, no, you see, I can't bring an iser because some smart aleck may bring prutot. So, therefore, since it won't work with the prutot, I can't rely on the iser. Yeah. Okay, fine.
I mean, you bring money, and so somebody bring the prutot instead of the dollar.
Right, what are you going to do? Yeah. All right, fine. So Chizkiah gets away with murder. All right, we figured out a reason why you can't be poted. But the Braita gave another explanation.
So that means that for the whole of that, so there's...
Yeah, so it's possible to find a case. It's possible to find a case if it was mixed, Pachas B'Shava Pruta originally. So then it becomes only a Chiv the Rabbanan, then you can't mix it with a Diraita. We make a Gezeira. There's no way to create a coin like that because people may create the wrong coin, etc., etc. Okay. But what about the other part? You said something that was Nichnas Yerushalayim and was Yotze. That's another case where you would not have a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir, because there would be no way to take up Pidyon. I want to understand that case. I mean, not that we're learning Masechet Maasrot right now, but you brought it up. Could you explain it, please? You said it was Nichnas Yerushalayim and you were Yotze. I mean, can't you just walk back in? Why do we call this a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and therefore I need to rely on Bittel? It's a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You were in Yerushalayim, turn around and walk back into Yerushalayim. I mean, that's the process. You went out. Doesn't mean you went out. You took a flight. You went out means you left the Shar Yafo. Okay, no. So turn around and walk back into Shar Yafo. So I'm like, well, how did I leave? Why don't you go back in? Well, no, it's talking about that it became Tomei, you see. It became Tomei. So then you should be able to be put in anyway. Venifrike, the Omer Belazer. I mean, Nayin la Maaser Sheni Sheni Tma. Once Maaser Sheni becomes Tomei, then you can be put in Oto Afilo B'Yerushalayim. Even though it says kir chak bimcha hamakom v'natata b'keser, that's only where that makom would have been a place where you could eat it. How do I know that? Because the pasuk continues ki lo tuchal se'eto kir chak bimcha hamakom. So you thought lo tuchal se'eto means hello. You thought lo tuchal se'eto means it's too heavy to carry. No, lo tuchal se'eto means if you can't eat it. It's an alternative. And ain't se'et ala lashon achila. How do I know se'et means to eat? Shema v'yisa masot ve'et panav. Talks about Yosef giving out these beautiful meals. So obviously that means sitting down to eat, right? Okay, so if that's the case, it won't even matter if it's tamei. If it's tamei, you should be able to be poted, even though it was in Yerushalayim. But I forgot to mention. It's talking about over here. Aha. Case was, I went up to Yerushalayim with my money of Maaser Sheni that I had brought from somewhere in the Galil. I bought something in Yerushalayim with it. And that's called Lakuach. So it's now purchased with Maaser Sheni. The Lakuach is what got mixed up in something else. So now I've got some food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money mixed up in other food. And I do not have an option at that point to be poda it at all. Because, you see, it's talking about Lakuach because of Maaser Sheni. Is that a problem? I thought Lakuach with Maaser Sheni, you can be poda. Lakuach because of Maaser Sheni, Lifrikate. It's not Does it not say beferish in the Mishnah halakuach bekesef maaser shenishi nitma yipadeh? That if the stake that you bought with your maaser sheni money, which now has kedusha maaser sheni in it, becomes tameh, you can always be poter the stake. So again, what's the problem? So now it's mixed up, so be poter. No! It's going only to Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you already use the money to buy a steak, then it's true that the steak has dinim of Maaser Sheni, about how you're allowed to eat it. But the steak doesn't have the power of Maaser Sheni. In terms of being tofes, it's pidyon. So the second order of Maaser Sheni, not to be confused, as Tosis points out, with the sugya that we had earlier of Kesef Rishon, Kesef Sheni, and that you are allowed to transfer something that was in a coin, that now you want to put in another coin in order to make it even more concentrated by taking copper, putting it into silver. That's not the issue over here. We're talking about produce, which itself was meant to be eaten. That is not given the dinim of the value of the Maaser Sheni to be poda a coin second time around. And so I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. The only thing you could do with it is bury it. Yod yikaver. So therefore, it's a dover she'in lo matirin, and it will be bought. Says the Gemara, excuse me, but if it's talking about Rabbi Yehuda, then why did we talk about its leaving Yerushalayim? The case in the Braita was it left Yerushalayim. Do you realize how caught up in the discussion you've become? First you say, it was in Yerushalayim, it left Yerushalayim. Then you say, well, can't you go back into Yerushalayim? So then you say, well, I could go back into Yerushalayim, but it became Tameh. Then you say, okay, well, if it's Tameh, you can still be potter. No, it needs to be... Why are we still talking about having been in Yerushalayim and leaving Yerushalayim? If the problem is that it was Lakuach B'Maaser Sheni, then that's the problem. How could that be the explanation of the Braita that says it's talking about that you went into Yerushalayim and you left? So it doesn't make any sense. So the Mayari Yatsa, why did we talk about the case of being in Yerushalayim and Yatsa? Why don't we talk about a case where you never left Yerushalayim? And then it just became Tomei. Well, it has to become Tomei outside Yerushalayim. It became Tomei inside Yerushalayim. So I feel lo Yatsa Nami. Ela Leolam Betohar. I'm sorry about that, because I mean you're right. No, I got so caught up in that. Okay, forget about the part about Tomei. Okay. You're in Yerushalayim. You left Yerushalayim. The stuff is Tahar. So, okay. So now what's the problem? The problem is I can't bring it back into Yerushalayim because I never left Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim left me. That was the problem. Meaning my Yatzah, the Nafal Mechitzot, I'm in Yerushalayim before the Churban. And I'm sitting there with my Maaser Sheni. And I'm only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Because the Torah says specifically, L'fnei Hashem Elokech. Now, come along those rotten Romans, tear down the wall of Yerushalayim. Now I don't have a Mechitzah to be able to eat my Maaser Sheni. So what do I do now? That's the question. So it was Yotze already. And since it was Yotze, so now it remains a Kedushas Maaser. And I don't have any way at this point, because it was in Yerushalayim, to be poded, because it was already in Yerushalayim. Is that so? The Omar Rava Mechitza Lechol Dioraita. The din that in Yerushalayim is the only place where you can eat it, that indeed is Halacha Dioraita. It says Beferish in the Torah that it has to be in front of the Lord. But that Halacha, that well-known Halacha, that Liklot, meaning that once having been exposed to Yerushalayim, you can never be poda that maaser if you took it out of Yerushalayim. That is a din derabanan. And that din derabanan was never meant to apply to a case where there is no Yerushalayim. All that the Rabbanan said was, if Yerushalayim exists, the walls of Yerushalayim exist, once you take something into Yerushalayim, you can't leave. But if the walls leave you, they never said anything about it. Now you can't be poda it. So it doesn't help you to say that the walls fell, because you still are able to be poda, even though normally you'd be right. If you left Yerushalayim, so then you can always go back in, and you can't be poda. But don't try to tell me if Yerushalayim leaves you, you can't go back in, and therefore you also can't be poda. That's not true. The Rabbanim never asserted a case where Yerushalayim takes off, leaving you behind, that then you're not allowed to be poda. So even this answer doesn't work. Because v'chigoz Rabbanim ki itnu l'mechitzot, ki letnu l'mechitzot lo gaz Rabbanim. Why would the Rabbanim make a gezerah that if Yerushalayim is destroyed, then you can't be poda? So what am I supposed to do? Bury it. Does that make sense? Such a takana? Says Gemara, no, it doesn't make sense. But as often happens in the takana drabbanan, we don't sit there making allowances for these particular cases. It's a drabbanan made a takana. The takana being once something was kolot with mechitzot Yerushalayim, pidyon is not an option. So now you want to pass a special dispensation that if the walls of Yerushalayim were the ones who left instead of you leaving the walls, come on, we're going to cover one case in history? So we didn't make that dispensation. We just created an overall halacha. Something that was once kalut is not peduyable. A lo plug rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not make distinctions at the time of the Takana bein itnu lebechitzot, bein letnu lebechitzot. As to whether the bechitzot existed or not, that was not the issue. Ravuna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, listen here, gentlemen. You are attempting an explanation of the Braita, which actually is not what the Braita was even talking about. The whole struggle that you had here was to explain two separate possible cases. One, where it's less than a Shavar Pruta, which you used to ask a question on Chizkiah and then needed to figure out a reason why Chizkiah's case wouldn't apply. The other, where he had gone into Yerushalayim, and then you had a problem of, so what's the problem of not having the being in Yerushalayim, you always go back in. Coming out with all of these questions about how about if Yerushalayim takes off, leaving you behind, and so on. The truth is, it was all one case. The Braita was not talking about ve, it was talking about ve in the sense of vav achibur, not vav in the sense of or and or. So therefore, chodeh katani, it's all one case. Menem, maser sheni, which does not have a shavar pruta, which was nichnas Yerushalayim ve'yotza. That is the case where it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and you would be able to utilize bittul, which would be a bittul berov. I don't get it. How does that help? You could still go back in and eat it, right? So am I, v'nahadim and ailer v'nichla. You've got exactly the same problems. Are you helping me with this explanation? No, it's talking about the machitas fell down. No. We've been through this before. Hello? So then be poted, now that the machitas fell down, because after all, Amar Rava, machitza le'achol di'araita, machitza le'klod rabbonan, v'chigoz rabbonan. I mean, surely, the rabbonan were only gozer ki'itnu le'machitzot, they were never gozer ki'letnu le'machitzot. No. Actually, the Rabbanan were not calling. Low plug Rabbanan. So you dragged me through the mud to go through the whole thing again, and you didn't gain a darn thing now, right? It's exactly the answer we had before. How did you help by putting two things together? Excuse me. You missed my point. Then ask the Gemara, filu yesh bo nami. I understand. Why do you have to say, my Iri ain bo shavar pruta? Why did you throw in the first part of the Braita, then the second part of the Braita? Why would the Braita have been discussing a case of Ainbo Shavar Pruta? Even if it had a Shavar Pruta, if it's talking about the walls of Yerushalayim fell in, blah, blah, blah. I mean, so that it's irrelevant to us whether it has a Shavar Pruta or not. So how do you understand the Braita now? You missed my whole point. I'm telling you a Chiddush in the Braita. I'm telling you that the Braita is coming to tell me that lo mi boy, Ka'amar, not only a normal case that you would have thought of, but even a case that is more complex. In other words, lo boy yesh po, look, if you came in with a Shavar Pruta, and a Shavar Pruta is royal opinion, okay? I understand that there we have a problem of klitat mechitzot, having once been exposed to Yerushalayim, which prohibited the pidyon. So now, there's nothing you could do if you leave, okay? But how about if it never had a Shavar Pruta? If it never had a Shavar Pruta to be peida, then I would have thought that the dinin of klitat mechitzot is not applicable. What are you going to say? The mechitzot of Yerushalayim grabbed this and don't release it. Grabbed what? Less than a Shavar Pruta? That wasn't royal opinion? So I would have said, emalokotele mechitzot in the first place. That's what I would have thought. Kamashman, that even on pachot mi Shavar Pruta, we still have the din of klitat mechitzot and need to come on to this whole case of understanding out of Libet Rav Yehuda, etc., etc. That's what I'm saying. I'm not coming to discuss the issues that you're discussing. I can't add to that. You had a nice explanation. I don't have a problem with the explanation. I'm only coming to explain to you what the bigger Kiddush of the Braita was. Tana Rabbanan. Getting now to the source of the idea of the Chumash. So, in go'ol yigal ish mi ma'asro. Note that it says, from his ma'aser. That means, mi ma'asro velo ko ma'asro. There are times when a person does not what? Well, we'll see. Does not have this halakha of adding the chomesh, let's say. So, prat l'maaser sheni, she'in bar shavar pruta. If it doesn't have shavar pruta, so then it's not included in this din of ge'ula, because it can't be tofes, it's ge'ula. Others learn, of course, that this means that it's not chayef in ge'ula. And you're right, as I mentioned to you earlier. Oi. Energy. We need energy pills. Maybe we should add a little oxygen tank to the air conditioner. Itma.
Red Bull, yeah.
Yitzmar. So, Rav Ami Omar, what we're talking about, turn around, Imi Ogol, let's do that. Imi Ogol, Yigal, Ish, we Masro, Mi Masro, Veloko Masro. Prat Lamaser, Sheni, Shein Bo, Shava Pruta. Now, when you say Ein Bo, Shava Pruta, does that mean in what you need to do? In other words, the Maaser Sheni itself doesn't have a Shava Pruta. Or does it mean in the transaction being described in the Pasuk, which is Lo Sif Chamishito Alav? So now you've got Maaser Sheni, let's say, worth three Pruta. Okay? And now the Pasuk is saying, well, you can take the Maaser, be poted, and add a fifth. How can I add a fifth? The fifth is worth less than a Shava Pruta. Maybe that's the point. So do I just say, okay, but if you could be poted of the Maaser itself, it's not a problem. What to do with the Pidyon? So that's how Rav Ami says. No, the point is, does it aim bo? Rav Ami says, no. Aim bo chum shom. If you can't get, because the Torah is giving you a din that says to be paid plus a chomesh. If the chomesh is going to be worth less than a pruta, how could the Torah be telling you to add a non-existent amount, a legally non-existent amount, in terms of legal transactions of value? So what the Torah must be saying, therefore, is, if, and here we have the machloket that I mentioned to you earlier with Rambam. So what most learn is that therefore the Torah is saying, if the maaser is not large enough of value, which would mean it has to be 4 prutot, because then 20%, 25%, which is the 20% milabar, as we'll say, does not equal 1 pruta, so then you're not, you know what? That's the other machlokas. Then you're not chayiv and pigot, then you can't be poted. Okay, or the Rambam's explanation. All he's adding is that then there's no chiyuv of a chomesh. That's the point. Of course you can be poted the maaser. But if you don't, that's mi maasro vosif chamishito. If there's not enough in the chomesh to give it any legal validity, then there's no din of chomesh. Bichlal. That's what I'm saying. You have to look at the chomesh separately. It doesn't become like a tziruf, like Chizkiyah's case. That's the point. Okay, but that's a machlokas. We have that machlokas also between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein bo, Reish Lakish Amar, no, ein bechum sho. Ask the Gemara, Meitave. Maser shenish in bo shava pruta, dayo shiyom aruvachum shabachol amaot arishanot. Look at this curious formulation. If Maser sheni does not have a shava pruta, then all you need to do is to say, I want to be mechalal it. This is Chizkiyah's halacha. I want to be mechalal it and its chomesh on the maot arishanot. Now, I really am disturbed by the language. I mean, I take exception to this word dayo. What do you mean dayo? I mean, it's a bishle b'lamad yomer ein b'chum shol. If you're going to tell me that we're going like Reish Lakish over here, okay, or like Rav Asi over here, that the Torah is saying if you don't have enough value over here to cover a 25% pruta value in the chomesh, okay, then I understand why it says dayo. It's enough to do it this way. Because what it's saying is that even though b'didei itbei, because, I mean, I would have thought, you know, I mean, look, I've got a full class maaser, it's worth a pruta, and I've got a problem because I cannot be mekayim, my mitzvah, so then it makes sense to say the dayo. And then you're telling me, kivin the b'chum shaleka, so then chop it. And then it makes a lot of sense to say that, look, you know, you might have thought that if you've got a serious amount of miser and you can't do the pidyon because you don't have the 20%, this is not the same case as not having a shava pruta in the pidyon, in the miser itself. Maybe if you've got a pruta in the miser, you have to wait till you go up to Yerushalayim and eat it. And because you have no way of being mekayim the chiyuv of taking off the chomesh, adding the chomesh to your pidyon. Okay, so then you need to say, even in this case, dayo, it's enough to be paid to the maaser and to say I'm going to add it on to the ma'ot harishonot. But if the only case where there's a problem is the maaser itself not having a pruta, so what do you mean? It's enough. I mean, what do you mean it's enough? That's what you're supposed to do. There's no chiddush to say, well, it's enough to say uva chum shov. I mean, on the contrary, if anything you're saying, you're chiddush, and even though it's not worth a pruta, still you have to say uva chum shov. So it's enough. Is there anything less you can do? So the word it's enough is a very poor way of saying this. So therefore, let's just see that inside. So bishlam alaman yomer ein b'chum shol. I didn't even die. In other words, even though the maaser itself has a shavar pruta, but and you would think that's b'chayev you to take it to Yerushalayim if you can't be b'chayim the pidyon properly. Kiva the b'chum shol leka. So there is still enough to do that. And alaman yomer ein bo my dayo. Okay, kasha, fine. You take exception to the language. All right. Now, what am I supposed to do about that? I'm not giving up on all theory because there's a little problem with your language. I guess tomorrow we're going to get into the question, since you can only maintain artificial respiration and resuscitation for a certain amount of time. I mean, You know, so you're not supposed to count and topping.
I think the sun's coming up. We all have to go back to our graves.
All right, so tomorrow we'll discuss this further fascinating issue of how you measure the Chumash. About Gufa. Omar Chizkiya Ma'aser Sheni Shema Shavar Pruta Omer Uvekum Shema Chol Olamot HaRishonot Lefi She'i Efshar Lo La'adam Letzamtzein Ma'otav Meitve HaTshuma V'Abikurim Chayavin Alav Mita V'Chomesh V'Esra Nazarim V'Nichse Kohen V'Olim Be'achon Me'ahu Tu'nin Rechitzat Yadayim V'Harif Shebesh. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Apparently, Maaser doesn't require 100 to 1, it's bottle barov, huh? How could it be bottle at all? How do you know that's how to read it? Maybe Mashein came a Maaser doesn't mean it's bottle barov, maybe it means the low bottle kalal. You can't say it because where it's listed in the Mishnah Gabi Truma of Chumre de Truma Katani. Kula de Truma lo Katani. Really? Doesn't it say Vein Nichse Kohen, which is a Kula of Chumre? Well, lo Sakadai to explain it this way, that the Maaser would not be Batal all the time. Behedia. Maaser Sheni Batal Beruba. Ubeizi Maaser Sheni Amru. Maaser Sheni Shebo Shava Pruta. Or, at least we think, Shenich Mas Yerushalayim Yatsa. Now, in Ita the Dechizkiya, there's always an eitz to be quoted like Chizkiya. Nechalayama ota rishonot. He doesn't have any, okay? The low part. So then, just bring Maaser the itla in tsarfino. How are you going to be mitzarf at the right to the rabbana where the right is already bottle in this case? It's lo mitzarfe. So then just bring the mind. Nah, if I let you bring mind, the mind, you'll have to have. So then create a pruta chamura. Nete shte prutot. And nechalayama Maaser. And now you'll have extra to cover the pockets of Shavu Prutur. Yitera. Now, Misavarta Pruto Mechza Tofta Shte Prutot. One Pruta out of the Pruto Mechza is one Pruta. And the other Pruta is not Tofis anything. You're left with your problem before. Hoda Havilah, the right of the Rabbana. The right of the Rabbana Mamit Starfa, like I told you. So then just bring a larger coin. Like the Isser. We can't. Dimati Latu Yeputot. Now, the second case, Shnichas Yerushalayim V'yatza. What's the problem? Go back in. Oh, it became Tomei. Suddenly, Mipode, even if it's in Yerushalayim, Amar Rabbos B'nai L'matzah Shinish Nitma. Shepodino to Afilo B'Yerushalayim, Shinama Kilo Tuchal Se'eto, and Se'et is Meramis to Achila. Shema V'yisa Mas'ot Me'et Panav. Ela B'lakuach B'kesem Ma'aser Sheni. So, Lakuach B'kesem Ma'aser Sheni can be Poda. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Yikaver. Okay, if we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, why did we say that it's talking about the was Yatsa of Yerushalayim? If you lo Yatsa nani, elo leolam b'tohor. When it says Yatsa, it means the mechitzot disappeared. The Omer Rabba mechitzah le'achol d'oraita, but mechitzah leklot is only drabona. I mean, surely it makes sense to say that he goes to rabona. Only kit nu la mechitzot. Ki let nu la mechitzot. Why would the rabbanon be gozer? You have no plug rabbanon. Ben yitu la mechitzot, ben let nu la mechitzot. And Rav Huna bar Yehuda says, Chod, Rav Sheshes, Chod HaKatani, Maaser Sheni Shein Bar Shavar Pruta, which in turn was Nichlas Yerushalayim V'yatza, and again, Amai, Nadun, Ailei, V'nichlei, the novel mechitzot. Nifrake, because after all, Amar Rabban Mechitza Lachol, the right of Mechitza Lachol, the Rabbanah, the Gaz Rabbanah, surely ki itnu la Mechitzot, ki letnu la Mechitzot, lo Gaz Rabbanah, not true, lo plug Rabbanah. So now you have to do the same thing. So why did I have to talk about a case of Ein Bo Shavar Pruta? So I feel, yesh Bo Shavar Pruta Nami. I'm pointing out that the Brit is saying a bigger Kiddush. Lo mi boy ka Amar. Lo mi boy yesh Bo Shavar Pruta while it was in Yerushalayim. That over there we have the problem of Kolton Le Mechitzot. But I might have thought that Ein Bo Shavar Pruta, Ein Lo Kol Tolei Mechitzot at all. Gamash Mulan. Ton Rabbanon, Im Go O Yigal Ish Bi Masro. Mi Ma'asro, Volo Kol Masro. Prat La Maaser Sheni, She Ein Bo Shavar Pruta. Itma, Ravai Mermar, Ein Bo Shavar Pruta. Vasya Mar, no, means Ein Bo Chum Sho Shavar Pruta. Rav Yochanan 2 says, Ein Bo. Rav Shem Ben Laki says, no. Bechum shol, ein bechum shol, meter. Maaser sheni shem bo shavar pruta, Now, Bishlama Lamadioma Ain Bechumsho, that would explain why it says Dio, because even though I have real Maser Sheni, where I have more than a Shavaput, but he didn't eat but keep in the Bechumsho Leka, you should know that it's good enough to do it this way, Shavaput. Lamadioma Ain Bo, my Dio, I mean, what else? Kasha.